At the Cattle Industry Annual Convention in Nashville, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tseng addressed producers serving on the Export Growth Committee. Tseng noted that 2016 was a very good year for U.S. beef exports, especially in some key Asian markets.
Our exports to Japan were up 24% this year. Japan has the world's highest duties, 38.5%. As a result of the Australian EPA, their Economic Partnership Agreement, we're indexed at 38.5%. Australia is roughly at about 28.5%. So that's a big difference, but we're overcoming that. And it's very encouraging what the Korean market has done. We're up 38% in Korea this year. And contrary to what we have the situation with Japan, about 7 years ago, we concluded the Korean-U.S. trade agreement. So we have the lowest duty shipping beef into Korea. So this does make a difference because this has advantaged us quite dramatically.
Another market that's been very good to us is Taiwan. We're up basically about 24% in Taiwan on our exports. It doesn't have the population base of Japan or Korea, but we're very encouraged by Taiwan.
Tseng urged producers to remain strong advocates for agricultural trade.
Just in closing, I would like to again extol how important trade is to this industry. From the standpoint of U.S. agriculture, last year we exported just a little bit north of $130 billion worth of agricultural products. If you take that and you take it all the allied industries that are associated with that export, that comes up to about $500 billion to this economy. Just the agricultural export side of it, which has been in the black for the last 30 years, we are in a plus column when it comes to exports. It's one of the only industries that has that track record. It's really important that all of us do everything that we can do to advance the interests of trade, because trade is definitely in our interests and it affects our pocketbooks.
For more on the convention, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.